Thanks, Gary and Seth, for putting this together and for having us. I'm going to talk about the African Plant Breeding Academy. I mean, it complements, I think, what Walter was talking about. And the African Plant Breeding Academy, I would say, is an extension of the Plant Breeding Academy programs we've had since 2006 at Davis, which we now run in Europe, Asia, and in California, Davis. But the program is really the highest level program that we have, and it's a collaboration with the African Orphan Crops Consortium, and it's funded by MARS and also by AGRA, which is funded also by Gary. Where the African Orphan Crops collaboration is, we're about 18 partners and about another half dozen or dozen networks, consortia, to work on basically orphan crops. And we define orphan crops basically crops that are eaten in African diets but don't have much resources for plant breeding. The main goal is to reduce stunting due to malnutrition. It's about 37% of Africans, about 40% in India, 7% in this country is stunted due to malnutrition. Somebody put an automatic on my slide, sorry. But the consortia is basically to provide genomic tools to accelerate breeding in crops, important African diets, and to train really the top African breeders the latest strategies in plant breeding and to supply those tools so that they can do that. But in essence, we want to make nutritious crops productive, and the benefit, of course, comes through the plant breeding. The nature of the program, it's a six-week program over 13 months, so we meet every 6 months, so they make 3 two-week sessions. We review the foundational principles of genetics and experimental design, statistics, selection theory, and plant breeding. So it's founded in plant breeding, but we share with it proven technologies to enhance genetic gains and speed development. We provide the tools to the consortium so that they can really jumpstart these crops. And we spend a lot of time on goals. Like Gary mentioned, we spend a lot of time on goals, developing plans on basically implementing plant breeding programs as opposed to just the basics of the programs. And they have a final thesis at the end that they put together. We spend basically the last week, a week and a half, going through each of the students, and they critique them both themselves and by the professors. And each of the thesis, they choose a crop, and we're agnostic to the crops. We don't choose breeders. They don't have to be working on orphan crops, but that's sort of like a mutually exclusive group otherwise. They can be working on any crops, but they choose a topic that they've learned over the last 6 weeks, and they highlight that and how they might implement that in their breeding program. And I don't know if you've worked with Africans, at least with the groups that we're choosing, these guys are ruthless on themselves. I mean, and throughout the 2 weeks of them presenting, we go over a lot of new crops, a lot of new techniques that they've learned, and we really cover the whole course quite well. So far we've had we're in the middle of our third class. We've had, there's 46 that have graduated, 46 students. Total with the three classes, 80 scientists. 80 scientists so far, and 67 PhDs, 19 masters, 29 are women. So half of our current class, we have 18 of 34 women in our current class. The sad part is they work on 91 crops. I mean, if you're in the state of Illinois, there's 91 corn breeders, you know, working on one crop, and so that's a sad part. Give you an example of some of the people that we work with. Bususo Mavinkani, she was in the first cohort. She's the chief research officer in Zimbabwe. She's working on Bambara groundnut and focusing on yield, maturity. Maturity is a big problem for her. Basically, Bambara groundnut is fairly late for the varieties that they have. There's only a few varieties that they grow right now. Samson Gwali is a shea breeder, so he's looking at increasing wool content, reducing maturity as well. He's part of a USAID project with some of the cohorts people that he's met in his cohort. Julia Sibia is at the African Center for Crop Improvement. She works with the AGRA program to train the PhD and master's students as well in University of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. She's a sorghum breeder looking at increasing sugar and grain yield. Enoch Ashigo Dako is he's a breeder at the University of Bami Kavi in Benin, where he basically focuses on spider plant or cleome and a number of other crops. Enoch and Julia and a number of their cohorts are starting an association for a plant breeding in Africa, and they're actually moving along. They've worked with NAPB. For example, they've looked at our bylaws at NAPB, and they're working with us. They attended our NAPB program in Davis last year, or this year. And together, Julia and Enoch and about four or five other people, they've come up with at least 10 million euros right now in grants to both train and to breed crops related to basically these type of crops, the orphan crops. So basically, the system seems to be working quite well. Our goal is to train 150 lead plant breeders and about 100 technicians to support them in Africa. We're funded through right now through MARS and through the Agri program. The main thing that's coming out of this is that the professional networks that are formed, the community of practice that form out of these 80 breeders, it's amazing really how they've come together, write their grants, but they're also collaborating across crops, across countries, to work together, because they've all been trained now, you know, very similarly, and they can go back home and use what they've learned together. And that's really the biggest outcome of this. So as I mentioned, there's new funding that's come out of this, and there's improved varieties already coming out. One of the main outputs for the crops that we came out is a program called PASS that's been funded, I think, for the last 10 years, Gary, through Joe DeVries.
Well, it was an agri program.
Yeah, it was an agri program initially.
And always.
Yeah, and or always. And this program created about 114 new small seed companies across Africa. So they're the outlet, essentially. So there is a seed system being built in Africa. Some of the bigger companies are going there as well. Pioneer's there, H.M. Klaus is there, Limagrain is there, and so on, both in vegetables, you know, and grain crops. But the key milestone is really a green revolution for Africa. Who are our instructors? We always say there's at least 75 years of experience and increasing every year. In the room, Rita Mom is our director. We hired her to direct the program. She teaches a lot of the classes. Basically, all the people on here teach a lot of classes. Iago Haley is a plant breeder out of New Hampshire. He's a UC Davis grad. He can teach statistics to anybody in this room, even complex. Bruce Walsh doesn't need any introduction. He also is a UC Davis undergrad. Myself, I teach the technology application and population structure. Todd Wehner is a melon breeder out of North Carolina State. Ken Bradford is a seed physiologist. And Raleigh Zurich manages all our education classes. He's got about 20 years of plant breeding in canola in Canada. Also works for UC Davis. So, that's our program. We're going to have a workshop at PAG, AC workshop at PAG this year, if you want to know more about it, and I'll be around for more questions.
Okay.